Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Victory tonight.
Yes. Victory.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Wow. What a welcome. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's give Jesus a clap tonight, shall we? He's our hero. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the victory tonight. Thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in our lives. Amen. I'm so glad to see you here. It's a great joy to be here. I've been coming for, I don't know, how many years now? Years. Seems as long as I can remember. But what a joy to be here. And we trust that you open your life tonight to let the Spirit of God touch you. And as we get a chance to pray and minister, at the end we'll have an altar call and open it up. I have some things the Lord wants to specifically touch people in and help them. And we want to help you in your journey. Amen? Amen. Come on then. We'll get a look at the Word of God. We start with the Word of God. There's power and life in the Word of God. So let me just, I want you to look at a verse with me together in Acts 10 and verse 38. And I want to speak freedom from defiling demons. Freedom from defiling demons. So let's have a look in Acts 10, 38. And we see the purpose of the anointing upon Jesus' life. It says, God anointed, say that word, anointed. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good. That word means to become a benefactor, to become the channel of God's goodness to us. Everywhere he went, he was a divine benefactor, someone who brought the blessings of God. And then it says specifically something he did that had never been done before in the history. There'd been many miracles of God, people raised from the dead, people healed, all kinds of miracles. But nowhere in the Bible had people been given authority to cast out demons. And it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. That word oppressed means a word, it's a joint word. It means down and to use power to hold someone down. So demons use spiritual force, spiritual power to afflict people, to torment people, and to hold them down. So even if they wanted to be free, they can't be free. You cannot medicate a demon. Only the anointing of the Holy Spirit can set a person free of a demon. You cannot counsel a demon. Only the anointing of the Holy Spirit can set people free of demons. And when we ignore the spirit realm, when we ignore the reality of the spirit realm, then we have problems in our lives that we cannot fix because we need the power of God to do it. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit, went about doing good, healing all who were held down. And there were many. Everywhere he went, people needed the ministry of deliverance. I have been in many countries of the world. Everywhere I have gone, people had the same need. They needed the power of the Holy Spirit to set them free. Notice it says he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. God's desire is those who represent him be anointed. You are called. God wants you anointed with the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow night, we want to pray impartation into people's lives. In the morning, we're going to be praying on the Friday morning for the Bible school students. But God wants you anointed. The anointing is the person and presence and power of the Holy Spirit. It's not just something you get. It's a person that desires an intimate relationship and wants to work through you. God desires that all his sons and daughters be anointed. He wants you anointed. He wants you to carry the presence and power of the Holy Spirit and never be intimidated by demons. But if you're going to do that, you need to get the victory over the demons in your own life. So God anoints those that he has chosen for an assignment. Throughout the Bible, you see people and they were anointed by the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, special people were anointed by the Holy Spirit. We find in the book of Judges, the Holy Spirit came upon judges and they began to deliver Israel from their natural and spiritual enemies. But in the New Testament, now God makes his Holy Spirit avail to all people. God's desire is all of us be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Why does he want that? Because every believer has an assignment, something God wants you to do. And we're going to look at that a little bit. Then we're going to look at Jesus ministering to a person. And then we start to pray for people. Notice here, Jesus was anointed. Now, the Bible tells us when we are born again, we become a child of God. God's desire, when he created man, his desire was to extend his kingdom, to extend his dominion, to extend his creativity, to extend what he's like into a physical world. God could have done it all himself, but his desire was for sons and daughters who would represent him in the earth, who would act as his representative, act as sons and daughters, act as ambassadors, act as a channel for him to have access into the earth. So God deliberately restricted his involvement in the earth by giving dominion to man. He gave us authority not over one another, he gave us authority in the creation and authority over the demonic realm. And of course, aware of the story that Adam was given a mandate, he was told, he was given a garden, he was given a territory, he was given an area, and he was given two commands in that area. The first commandment was to watch over it, to be a watchman. Why was he given the command to be a watchman? Because God knew that there was a very real spiritual enemy. There was someone who hated him, someone who was jealous of him, someone who would seek to take from him what God had entrusted him. So he said to Adam, the first man, he said to guard and keep the garden, or to watch over the garden and to cultivate it so it produced fruit. Now this mandate to mankind has never changed. And so Adam's failure primarily was he failed to watch and he failed to defend what God entrusted him. And the result was he lost his dominion, lost his authority, lost his power to be able to represent God as a son in the earth. It must have been a tremendous heartbreak for God. But God never changed the plan. God just unraveled the plan. And so as we look through the Bible, we see God coming upon people, we see people being doing miracles, all kinds of things, and then it finally culminates in the person of Jesus Christ. We see now what a son looks like. In the Bible, the word son is the word ben. It comes from a root word, bana, meaning to be a builder of the Father's house. So God's desire always was sons and daughters who would be in relationship with him, who would build his house for him, extend his kingdom in the earth, and who would represent what he's like, show to people the nature of God. So when Jesus came to earth, Jesus is the Son of God. He is the model son. He is the pattern son. He is the one you look to if you want to see what God is like because of three things. Number one, he lived in relationship with his Father. He lived in an intimate relationship, knowing his Father, hearing from his Father, being instructed by his Father, being guided by his Father. Number one, he had a relationship with his Father. That's what sons and daughters do. They get to know their Father. The second thing, it tells us that he said, I will build my church. In other words, Jesus was sent by his Father to be a builder, but to be a builder of the church, he had to overcome the enemy. He had to overcome the devil. He had to uncover and expose his work and then confront him and finally, ultimately, overcome him at the cross so you and I could be empowered to become sons and daughters and be anointed to continue the work of Jesus. Sometimes we look at the Bible and we think that, oh, we see what Jesus did, but we don't kind of catch that actually he's the elder brother, he's the pattern son, he shows us what a son is like. A son lives in relationship, a son has responsibilities or an assignment, and a son represents their father what he's like. You can't represent someone you don't know, you can't represent someone well if your life is damaged and broken and distorted and defiled. And so we're going to look at tonight at a man who was broken, distorted, defiled by demons, and what he needed was to be an encounter with Jesus Christ so he could be set free to live out his destiny. And so we're going to look at one of those stories tonight. It's a very, very powerful story. Now notice this, the anointing comes upon sons and daughters because God has an assignment for you to do. Listen to this. Listen in in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 10. It says, you, that's each of us, or believers, are God's workmanship, or his fine work of art that he's working on. Ephesians 2:10, that we were created in Christ for good works. So you were created for a purpose. You were created to do something that would extend the kingdom of God, to do something that would bring a creative and positive influence into the world. You were not made just to work hard. You were not made just to be busy. You were made to represent your Father and be used by him to extend his kingdom. Every believer has that assignment. Our problem is that, number one, we don't understand about the kingdom of God, and number two, we don't understand about sonship. We just hear about church. And so when we think church, we have various opinions about church. We have some disappointments with some of the people we meet in church. But church is just the family where sons and daughters are raised to serve their Father in whatever he's called them to. Every believer is called to serve God. Every believer is called to build the Father's house. To build the Father's house means to invest into people. And so God anoints you. Every believer is given the anointing of the Holy Spirit for a purpose. And we'll see it in a moment. And it's to continue the work that Jesus started. So notice this. Jesus is the pattern son, and freedom is always so we will serve our Father. Let me give you a scripture from the Old Testament. You remember when Moses confronted Pharaoh? All of Israel was in bondage. They were in slavery. They were treated cruelly. They were under harsh taskmasters. They were abused. Many of them were murdered. They were treated as slaves. And this is a very prophetic picture of what it's like for us living in bondage to sin and to demonic powers. We are, before we come to Christ, very much like the people of Israel, slaves in Egypt. Egypt in the Bible is very prophetic or symbolic of the world. Before we come to Christ, we are enslaved to sin and we're enslaved to demonic spirits. We may not see them, but the Bible says the whole world is under their power and influence. We see what people do, and behind them are malicious spirits manipulating them. When Moses came to Pharaoh, Moses is symbolical, prophetic of Jesus Christ. Pharaoh is prophetic of the devil. Moses spoke these words, "Let my son go that he might serve me," or worship me and serve me. And so the plan of God is revealed there. God wants us to be set free so we can become servants, sons and servants of our Father. There is no freedom without developing the life of serving our Father. People want to get free, they want the demons taken out, but true freedom comes not just when we get the demons out, but when we embrace the call of God on our life and we begin to serve our Father and walk with him. Say amen. Amen. All right then. Okay, let's have a look at a man here. So let's have a look now, and we're going to look at Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16. Now the reality is that there are multitudes of people who need deliverance. They are everywhere. And I don't want you to bring them to me. I want you to learn how to do this. And then they come to you, and wherever God takes you, you pray for people. You look for that opportunity. I'll show you the scriptures on that in a moment. Notice in Matthew verse 16, when evening had come, they brought to him many, many. That word many means a large number or abundance of people. And what was the problem with all these people? They were demonized. They were struggling with tormenting spirits. That was their problem. They needed the ministry of the Holy Spirit. They needed the ministry that Jesus alone could give at that point in time. Now, of course, the anointing is available for all of us. Now, people everywhere can be delivered if believers will rise up, walk with God, and begin to serve their Father and minister the Spirit to people. Notice there, it says the translation there is demon-possessed. It's a very bad translation. The word doesn't mean possessed or owned. It means they were tormented, they were pressured, they were troubled, they were under pressure from demonic spirits. They couldn't do anything about it. You can't take a pill to get rid of a spirit. I wish we could, but I'd sell them. Pills. Here you are, one pill, one demon goes. Now we sell you a lot of them. Now, we just can't do that. There's only one way people can get free. They get free because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's how people get free. And you find there's people everywhere are needing that help. There's enormous need for the ministry of deliverance. And what we've kind of find it, in, I find it in people everywhere we go. It doesn't take very long to find someone needs help. I remember we were on a plane one time, and I got the tickets, and we got on the plane, and I went over there, and there's three seats. My wife and I have got two tickets, and there's someone sitting in the middle. I said, excuse me, I think you might have the wrong seat. And they looked, and they said, no, I got the right seat. And I thought, well, that's so silly. They've given us one on either side of her. And I'm first of all thinking they've mucked up the tickets. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute, God wants to do something. And so Joy sat on one side, I sat on the other side, and I thought, well, this girl's going to have something interesting happen on this trip. And so we just sat there and said, well, let's see what the Lord will do. And anyway, the plane, you know how to get the plane, and they kind of get the little thing and they tug the plane and move it. The moment the plane started to move, the woman grabbed my arm, and she was quite frightened. And I said, what's the problem? She said, I don't trust that pilot. Funny, going on a plane and don't trust the pilot. I gave her a man answer. Man answers. Well, I'm sure he's well trained. I'm sure this is going to be safe. But actually, I wasn't listening properly for what the problem was. And I thought, oh, she's afraid. Wonder why she's afraid. So I said, Holy Spirit, what is the problem here that she's so afraid? And I said to her, oh, you've just had a breakup in a relationship with someone, haven't you? She said, yes, I have. How did you know? I didn't say, God. I just didn't answer that question at all. And I said, he was a very controlling man, wasn't he? She said, how did you know?
God.
It's the Holy Spirit. Wherever we go, the Holy Spirit can show us things. And so I said, oh, I said, you have lived in fear and under the control of someone a long time, and this is why you're facing this fear right now. The plane is out of your control, and it's starting to cause panic and fear to arise. I said, we can pray for that. And so I prayed for her. Joy took the hand on the other side. We prayed for her. And a little later on, we led her to Jesus. She had an encounter with Jesus. Her life got touched right there in the plane. Not at church, just somewhere outside. God can touch people wherever we find them. My wife was just in a shopping queue, and she got chatting to the lady next to her, which she did do, and the lady just started to open up. And if you'll listen to people and let them tell you a story, they will tell you their story, and very soon you'll find opportunities to help them. So she was sharing, and she said, oh, I've got really some troubles in my house. It's haunted. It's got problem in one of the rooms. And Joy said, oh, this is your lucky day. My husband is a Ghostbuster. And we could come to your house and get rid of that ghost. And so she said, yes. And so anyway, Joy got her details. And then later on, she said, we've got to go to someone's place because it's haunted. And so we went there and we prayed through the house and prayed for the lady, prayed through the house. Her husband had died in the house and she had become tormented. She had torn off all the interior lining of the house. Almost all of it, but one room had been relined, and now there's this one room with all her stuff in there, and you can tell there was a heavy presence there. And with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we're able to pray and bring peace to the house, and not only bring peace to the house, but peace to her. And not only brought peace to her, she called us later on, and all the untidiness that had been around her property, she'd arranged to get it all cleaned up. There was an immediate change in her environment because the power of God had brought freedom to her. And these things can happen easily. Just God is needing people who are willing to serve Him, willing to have a compassion for people that may be troubled, and just offer to help. But you've got to listen to them and have a heart for them. They're not going to usually come up and say, I've got a demon, come and pray for me. Only in church they do that kind of thing. But usually you'll find people elsewhere, they will just talk with you. And if you listen and show interest in them, frequently they'll open up where their pain is and where their problems are. You've just got to be willing to listen and have a heart to hear them. And they'll tell you what's going on. And they'll tell you they've got a trouble and whatever, and then before long, you have an opportunity to minister. That's what Jesus intends, is that all sons and daughters be ministers of God. He wants you to be a minister of the Spirit. So notice there, let's have a look at a scripture here in Luke 10:19, and Jesus delegated authority to his believers, and then he promised to anoint his followers. Let's have a look at the two promises. Here they are here in Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give you authority. What did Jesus give his disciples? Authority. Now, he didn't give them all authority. You haven't got all authority, but if you are a believer, if you have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're walking with Him, He said, I give you authority. I share with you a little piece of my authority. He said, Jesus said, I have all authority in heaven and earth, but I give you a little bit. I give you enough for the assignment I've given you to do. I'm not going to give you a whole heap of it. I'll give you enough for the assignment. I find Christians, they want more authority, more anointing. What they really need is a bigger assignment. They need to do what they're called to do better. Okay, so he said, I give you authority. What kind of authority? To tread underfoot. To tread underfoot is symbolic of destroying and crushing and defeating. To defeat serpents and scorpions. These are pictures of demonic spirits of different levels. I give you authority to tread them underfoot, and nothing shall harm you. Nothing shall harm you. You don't need to be afraid of the spirit realm. You have been given authority. If you know your authority, stand in your authority. They are afraid of you. They are afraid of you. Because when they see you, they see who you really are, a child of your Father, anointed with the Spirit, and having the authority and right to cause havoc to them. They are afraid of you because they see who you are. They're trying to intimidate you so you don't know who you are. You need to know who you are. Child of the living God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, able to tread demons underfoot. It's not a matter how old you are, not a matter of how long you've been in church. It's a matter of knowing, connected to Christ, I share His authority, I share His assignment to tread underfoot demons wherever I find them. So that starts with dealing with them in your own life, your own sphere of influence. And then as God brings people into your life, then you have the opportunity to minister to Him. See, how about that? So all believers, all sons and daughters are called by God to continue the work Jesus started. You can't say, well, I don't feel comfortable with that. That's not my ministry. Really? What are you going to do when demons come and attack you? And they will. It's nothing to do with your ministry. It's to do with your warfare. All of us, every day, there is a spiritual war going on for our finances, our relationships, our families, our health, the spiritual direction in our life. There is a warfare going on. Every believer is in that war. You just can't get out of it till the day you die and go to be with the Lord. But while you're living on this earth, there is a spiritual conflict. And when you got born again and got anointed with the Holy Spirit, you were ushered not only into the family of God, not only into the responsibility to build the Father's house, but also into the warfare that goes with it. You can't be weak and sissy. You need to develop strength in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And amen? Okay then. So, you notice here, I give you authority. So many people need a miracle. They won't get through the problems they have unless the power of God touches them. So Jesus not only authorized us to share the gospel of the kingdom and to bring to them the power of God, he anointed us also. Let's have a look at the scripture. And we find it in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. You shall receive power. So he delegated authority. That means the right to represent him and to carry a portion of his authority to be able to overcome anything in our path. And secondly, he promised power. You shall receive power. He didn't say, although the promise of the Holy Spirit includes the gift of speaking in tongues, but the primary purpose of being baptized in the Spirit is power. Power to represent Jesus. Power to show people Jesus is alive. Power over demons. Power to minister to the needs of people. The primary purpose of the anointing and the Holy Spirit is to empower you to be effective. So we need to understand that. Notice this, it tells us it's power to demonstrate he's risen. So the expectation of God is if you are a son or a daughter of the living God, you are also empowered by the Holy Spirit. You are a minister of God. You're called to give, to build. Notice what it says in 1 Corinthians 12, 7. It says, unto everyone or each one is given the manifestation or supernatural ability of the Holy Spirit to profit or bless other people. Every believer, God wants you to move with the Spirit. You just need to learn how to. And you need to exercise and develop faith to do so. It's not like something hard or difficult. It's all to do with a relationship and learning to listen to God. If you don't build a relationship with him, you can't be led by him and you'll end up being defeated by your enemies. Jesus said in Mark 16:17, these signs will follow those who believe in my name, they'll cast out demons. Now notice this, he has authorized us to overcome any demon that comes into our path. Think about that. Now you see, many churches won't even acknowledge the reality of demons. They won't even acknowledge that there are spiritual problems that can't be overcome just by confessing the word of God. There are some things need the power of the Holy Spirit to bring release. And if we don't set people free, they remain struggling to be a good Christian when what they need is an encounter with the power of God to set them free. Say amen? Okay, let's have a look with a man who had an encounter with the power of God. That's found in Luke chapter 4. I like this one. It said, Jesus went down to Capernaum, city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. We've been there to that place where he was teaching. And they were all astonished at his teaching. Why? Because he taught with authority. And there was a man in the synagogue who had an unclean demon. How about that? The synagogue is a place of worship. The synagogue is a place where believers gathered. And there is a man there who's come and he has got a personal problem he cannot resolve. He is tormented by unclean demon. That's what the Bible tells us. He was tormented with an unclean demon. And notice it said he cried out with a loud voice. The reason he cried out with a loud voice is because the presence of God, the anointing, was so strong, it agitated the demon, and he began to yell out. He just interrupted the whole service, started yelling, just like that. I've been in services like that where that happened. I remember being in a church, and we had a whole week of meetings and a lot of deliverance going on, and there was a very strong presence of the Holy Spirit there, and I was in my last meeting, and the presence of God was very strong. I just began to talk about the Holy Spirit. And as I talked about the Holy Spirit, it was like a big auditorium, about 2,000 people there. And then there was a door right up the top. And the door burst open. And a woman came, a Chinese woman, because we're in Singapore, and she's holding a broom. And she came in, she starts yelling at me. Why you come here? Why you do this to me? Why you come here? Why you do this to me? I don't know who you even are. I haven't done anything to you. I haven't even talked to you. I haven't said a word. But she is manifesting. In other words, the anointing was so strong there that the demon agitated so much. It came and she began to yell out. And as I began to move towards her, I saw demons start to manifest everywhere. The presence was so strong. And so that day, we had lots of people saved and people delivered. So demons can recognize a strong anointing. That's what happened in the story. I remember I was in another place. I was in, where was I? Denmark. Went to visit family in Denmark. They were teaching in Denmark. And while we were there, they took us to a wedding in the church. It wasn't a very big, spectacular thing. It was a little boring, to tell the truth. Anyway, to the wedding, and then we were on the catch the train to go home. And as I went out of the wedding, I saw this whole bowl of chocolates. I like chocolates, so I took a few chocolates, popped them in my pocket, because they were there to give out to people. So I took them and put some chocolates in my pocket, and we went out, and we went down to the railway station, catch the electric train. So I stood at the edge of the electric train on the station, just like this, and there was a platform here, and there was the electrified tracks all the way across, probably about 8 pairs of them or 10 pairs of them, quite a lot of electric tracks. It's a very busy station, you know, all the wires and everything like that. And then there's the other platform on the other side. There's a few people over there. And so I'm just standing there, and I'm just, you know, I've been to the wedding and got some chocolates to eat now. So just looking around to see what's going on. And I looked over, and I caught the eye of a man on the other side. And the moment I caught his eye, I saw the demon manifest. And I turned away. I thought, I don't want problems here right now. It's going to just, I'll just pretend I never saw him. I'll just kind of talk to the family. And out of the corner of my eye, I'm sort of looking. And get this, this is what he did. He jumped down off the station platform down to where the tracks are. And I'm thinking, no, we're going to see sparks any minute now. I still just prayed in the spirit. And I prayed anyway. I watched out of the corner of my eye. I saw him step over all the tracks, and then he came over and he climbed up on the platform and he came straight towards me. So even though he was a long way off, at least as far as the back of that room there, nevertheless, the demon recognized me. See, demons recognize you. They see who you are. We'll see this in the story in a moment. And anyway, he came up to me, and he was yelling, and he was yelling in broken English, so I didn't understand him. He was a European, he's yelling in broken English, and I hear he's wanting to kill a policeman, and it's quite threatening sort of language, and he's very, very angry. And I thought, Jesus, what do I do? Help me now, Lord. Show me what to do. And he started to yell at me, then he yelled at my son-in-law, come back yelling at me. And I'm thinking, if I pray for him here in public and he falls on the ground, it will look like I've assaulted him. Probably I'll end up in jail, and I'll never be able to explain, well, no, I didn't hurt him. He's just got demons. I just prayed for him. I knew they would not understand that. I said, Jesus, you've got to give me wisdom what to do. And I felt the Lord just give me an answer straight away. You know something? God will give you wisdom if you ask him. And I said to him, please come to me. I have a gift from Jesus for you. And he went like that. And I said, give me your hands. And I reached in my pocket, took all the chocolates and put the chocolates in his hand and just held his hands like that. Immediately, something changed. Just like that. That's all it took. Suddenly, he went from being angry. Immediately, a big smile came across his face. He put his arms around me, gave me a hug. On this cheek and on that cheek, and away he went, back down again, across the other side, and my family said, what was that? Said, that was a demon manifesting, and now he's set free, just like that. It wasn't complex. It's a lot easier sometimes than you think, if you can believe that God will work through you. And one of my daughters, I've got a whole family, really, a big family, we've got 25 grandchildren, And we've got another couple of foster grandchildren come in now, and we've got 7 children and 4 daughters. So anyway, one of my daughters works as a teacher's aide. And teacher's aide means there's special needs children in the class, and she gets assigned to look after one so the teacher can get on teaching the whole class. So she builds a special relationship with the child, and sometimes they get noisy and fussy, and they've got to take them outside. And she said, is there any way? She said, I think he's tormented with spirits. And I said, well, probably he is. And she said, but I'm not allowed to pray or anything like that in the school. What can I do? And I said, I'll think about it. I said, I know what you can do. This is what you can do. Next time he gets trouble, ask him what's happening. Just ask him to share what he's feeling. Ask him to share with you. And she said, well, I know what most of the time it is. He feels like he's so very ugly. He feels like he's bad. I said, well, look, I said, this is what you tell him to do. I said, tell him that you're full of goodness and you would like for him to give you the badness and you'll give him some of your goodness. Using child's language, about 5 or 6 or something like that, quite young. And I said, this is what you do. You're not going to lay hands on him and pray for him. Just tell him that to hold his hand out like this, his fist out like that, and you're going to do a fist bump. But when you do the fist bump, rise up inside so those demons go from him. And so anyway, the next day she came back. She's very, very excited. She said, this is what happened. She said, he started to perform and fuss in the class. I took him outside and asked him what's going on. He said, I feel like I'm just very bad. And she said, well, I've got a lot of goodness in me. Would you like to give me your bad, all your badness, and I can take all of that away from you, and I'll give you some of my goodness. And so he said, okay. She said, okay, we're going to do a fist bump, and when you do a fist bump, you let it all go. She did a fist bump, and immediately he calmed down, just like that. That was all it took. It was easier than you think. He only did once. He said he wanted to do both. And he came away and he came back and he said, you know, can I do both this time? Bump. And he's quite changed. Now she's got children gathering around her because she's got a great relationship with this young boy and can talk with him. Isn't that extraordinary? See, you don't know what you can do unless you'll believe that Jesus could work through you and do miracles. Just so simple. Just finding ways to help people and bring the life and power of God to them. See, God wants you. That's why he wants your life clean. He wants your life clean so his spirit can flow more powerfully through you and touch the lives of people. So here's a man, and he's in the church, and he's got an unclean demon. The demon yelled out, leave us alone. So there's more than one. What have we got to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. So notice this. The demons recognize who Jesus is. No one else recognized who he was. They all thought he's just some preacher, some person. But the demon said, I know who you are. Demons recognize you. They want to defile you. They want to find ways and doors into your life so they can obstruct your thinking, they can obstruct your life, they can cause problems in your inner life and problems in your relationships. Demons want to defile and destroy. That is their goal. So if you let them in, one will try to bring another one in and so on. And that's why we find many people, they're good people, but they're very troubled and they've got a personal life that's filled with all kinds of issues. So Jesus, notice how Jesus dealt with it. Jesus just exercised authority, be quiet, come out, and the demon left the man and he was left at peace. So the man, see, this man is now set free. What was he set free from? He was set free from spirits that tormented him. So when spirits gain entrance to a person's life, they will attempt to fill your mind with thoughts. I have found from personal experience and from experience ministering to people and helping people that many people have thoughts come into their mind which are coming from demons and they do not recognize it. The thoughts come in a very personal way that makes you think it's just your thoughts. And so some people have got an unclean spirit and they have constant unclean images, unclean pictures, unclean longings come, and they don't realize maybe there's an unclean spirit driving that. Some people have deep fears and anxieties and they're constantly in a state of stress. They don't realize that maybe some spirit is filling your mind, filling your emotions with fear and anxiety. God has not given us a spirit of fear. So a fear, every demon, if it can get access to you, will try and defile you. It'll try and pollute your mind. So you're thinking wrong thoughts, unclean thoughts, fearful thoughts, anxious thoughts, disturbing thoughts, deceptive thoughts, all those kind of things. They come in and try and affect your emotions. So you have these feelings which are very, very strong and you don't know what to do. So demons work together to cause these problems in people's lives. Notice they recognized who Jesus was. The demons, when Jesus commanded them, came out of the man. That means they were in him, and once the power of God came upon him, they came out. They threw him on the ground, but they came out. And so the man was set free. And that's what we want to do tonight. I want to pray for people, for you to be set free. And when you're set free, then you look for opportunities to pray for other people. Notice what it says here. There was an unclean spirit. That word unclean means to defile or contaminate. Now, you're not made for that. Human beings are made for the Holy Spirit, for the spirit of holiness, spirit of purity. We're not made to be contaminated by unclean spirits. They bring pressure on our life and they create troubles and torments. Some of you tonight are tormented by these spirits. So these spirits that come to defile us, some of them are generational. Some of them have been in your family for generations, maybe one generation, maybe more than a generation. It's called generational spirits. Once spirits enter a person's life, then they become the family legacy. They're passed on, sometimes just to the eldest, but sometimes to every member of the family. That's why you'll find in some families, there seems to be the same problems keep occurring each generation. There's a repetitive problem there. There's something causing it that needs to be removed. So sometimes the problems people have are they're tormented by spirits that were invited into the family by what their parents did or grandparents did or someone else did. And you can either be very unhappy about that or you can say, Lord, thank you for choosing me to bring an end to it. See? So some spirits that defile people are generational. I prayed for one girl and she had gone to a mental hospital. She committed herself into the mental hospital. And the reason she committed herself into the mental hospital was because she'd attempted suicide and failed. So she went to get help. So I came to visit her with my daughter-in-law, who's a pastor, and to talk with her. And I asked her, what has happened to you that has caused you to so be filled with despair you wanted to take your own life? And she said, well, ever since I was a little girl, I've had spirits come to me at nighttime and they would touch me and molest me, and I felt defiled and unclean, and I really felt too ashamed to tell anyone. And I've tried so hard to get rid of them, but they just don't stop. They keep coming all the time, every night. And she said, I'm just sick of it all. I said, well, they can't fix you here. They can't solve your problem here. They have no answer to it. They'll just give you pills to make you sleep. They don't have an answer to this. This spirit is a particular type of spirit called an incubus spirit. It comes when people have been involved in the occult or involved in a sexual perversion. This is not something that you did. This is something that's been in your family and has come down your family line because in the two generations ago, they were worshiping idols. And so I said, just keep yourself quiet for a few days, exit this place, and come, and we'll make a couple of appointments. We'll pray for you and we will lead you through a prayer, and in that prayer we'll pray and minister and you'll be set free. We prayed for her. She had a massive deliverance. She was set totally free. She's never had a problem with us ever since. Since then she's now married, happily married, and everything is going extremely well for her. You understand, she was defiled by spirits that were generational. So that's the story for many people. I've prayed for so many. I remember one couple, they said to me, could you come and pray for our child? And I said, what's the problem? And they said, well, when he wakes up in the morning, he's only two, he starts to destroy things. And I said, how long has he been there? I said, ever since he could. And we don't know what to do. If we don't wake up quickly and connect with him, then he starts to destroy things. And I said, tell me about your background. And I asked for the father for his background. It was one of violence and abuse and drugs. I asked for the mother, her background. It was one of her father was deeply involved in the occult and with incest in the family. And I said, this is a generational spirit that's operating. Your child is defiled because there's a generational legacy has come that you need to now make a stand. And so we prayed for the parents, went and prayed for the child, woke up the next day and never repeated that behavior again. and saying some defilement is generational. Some defilement is caused because we become involved in fortune telling or some kinds of occult activities. The Bible warns us in Deuteronomy 12, don't do that or you will be defiled by these spirits. So any involvement with idolatry or spiritism of any kind will lead to being defiled by unclean spirits. Some people, the reason that they're defiled is because they were dedicated to an idol or dedicated in a temple, or they were dedicated as part of a family involved in Freemasonry. If we are dedicated by parents to any form of idol, then we become defiled by the demons in that. Another reason that we can be defiled, and it's probably the cause of this man here, was because of sexual sin. So sexual sin will open a doorway for defiling spirits. Always opens the door for defiling spirits. Often unclean spirits or lust. Anyone who's involved in pornography will open their life to unclean, defiling spirits. It's inescapable. And just to show you how powerful it can be, I had one pastor rung me and he called me on the phone, he said, now, we've been very careful with our computer. It's in an open area in the house. Any access to the computer is easily visible to anyone else. But we've just discovered our son has been watching pornography for nearly 2 years now. I said, how did this happen? He said, well, we've been very careful in our home, but when he went next door to visit his friends, our neighbors, their father has porn on his computer, and the boys showed him the porn on the computer, and immediately he became addicted and couldn't stop. And I said, he has got defiled by demonic spirits. Here's how you pray for him. Don't shame him. Don't talk to anyone about what he's done. He just needs a father to love him, understand he's been snared by the devil and defiled, and he needs deliverance, and he will be free. And so he got delivered. He got set free. No problems with that again. So these are ways that people get defiled. If we hold unforgiveness in our heart, we open the door for bitterness, and bitterness will bring defiling spirits. So there's people tonight need to be set free. Some of you come tonight and you have different kinds of problems, and the Lord wants to set you free. How do we get set free? One of the key areas of getting set free is this. The first thing is, I need to believe Jesus wants me free. I need to believe that Jesus has made a way for me to be free, that if I come to Jesus, he will set me free. Jesus died on the cross to break the power of demons so you could be set free, and not just set free, but be authorized to pray for others to be set free as well. And maybe the area that you've been so bound is the very area God wants you to have a testimony of your freedom that can help someone else. Amen? See, remember, when God blesses you, it's so you can become a blessing to others. Once the darkness is broken and you're set free, you can share and testify, I was bound by this and now I'm free. I was held in bondage to this and now I'm free. I was in a meeting in Taiwan, and there was a girl shared a testimony, and she had been abused by her father, and then she'd got involved in a lesbian relationship, and she suffered and struggled, was very deeply defiled by it, but had come to Christ and had given it up. And I felt the Lord spoke to me, she needs ministry to bring cleansing from the demonic defilement that's come into her life. And so I got her up and I asked her a few questions and thanked her for sharing her testimony. And I said, asked her a little bit about what had happened. And she'd been abused by her father, developed a deep hatred of men. And then this opened the door for her to seek comfort elsewhere. And this became the problem. So anyway, I said, well, will you forgive your father? Will you let this go so we can then pray for you to be delivered? And she said, yes, I will. So anyway, I just led her through a simple prayer. She forgave her father. She renounced all agreements with unclean, perverting spirits, and free straight away. Just immediately free. And we had an altar call that day. Over 200 young people came up who were struggling with this kind of issue. So your testimony is not just for you, it's for other people as well. I remember I was over in Venezuela recently, and we just had a girl come up for prayer. I asked my interpreter, what's wrong with her? And she said, the guy said to me, oh, well, she's been in a lesbian relationship. Now she's struggling with pornography and needs help. And I could see he was judging her. And I said, well, ask her some questions. Ask her about her relationship with her mother and with her father. And she was fine with the mother, but she had an issue with the father. And we talked about that, and the father had abused her sexually from when she was a young girl. I said, well, now, ask her if she's willing to forgive him. She said, yes, I am. And so we prayed for her. She had a massive deliverance right there, and there was a breaking of the power of defiling spirits from the sexual relationship and from the pornography. It just, they left her just like that. And she, you could see the change in her face. I was in Venezuela, in Argentina earlier on this year, and we had many people come for prayer. And I had a couple come up, and they said, I said to the interpreter, what's their problem? And they said, they're asking you to pray for their marriage. And I said, well, what do you want to pray for in the marriage? And I said, and they said, well, we fight all the time. I said, okay. So when there's fighting and contention, I said, that means there's hidden roots of anger in your heart and injustice in your heart. Probably this is going back to your own family. So I asked the girl, tell me about your family background. And she said it was full of anger and fighting. I asked the man, I said, tell me about your family background, full of anger and fighting. And I said, did you hate that? Did it hurt you? They both said, yes, it did. Did you ever say, I'll never be like that? Yes, we did. I said, well, you are bitter in your heart and you have got generational spirits around your life. If you'll forgive your family and you'll forgive your family, I'll pray for you to be healed and delivered and set free. We prayed for them. Both of them got touched by God, and then they both held hands, looked in one another's eyes, and asked forgiveness from one another for being a carrier of anger and bitterness into the marriage and hurting one another. And saying God wants to heal people. God wants us to be free. So our first thing, we need to believe that Jesus sets people free. Second thing, the Bible tells us in James chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So when we humble ourselves and admit to the problems in our life and come to Jesus humbly, then we can be set free. So notice it says straight after that, submit to God. Yield and surrender this part of your life to him, then you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. So tonight we want to pray for people to be set free. So why don't we all stand, get musicians to come up. I'm going to have several altar calls. I'm going to pray for some things the Lord told me to pray for tonight, and then we'll have a general altar call at the end for everyone. You ready? So why don't we stand? Let's just flow into a song. Let's begin to worship Jesus. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. We're singing a beautiful song before. And while we're doing that, perhaps there's an area in your life that you know, I need to be free tonight. This is your night to believe Jesus and get set free. So why don't we just flow into a song that we're singing before? And I want to just invite people. Firstly, I want to invite people up. And you are struggling with sleepless nights and tormenting dreams at night. There's several people are having that trouble. You have sleepless, broken nights, and you have torments happen to you at nighttime. If that's you, would you just come and stand up the front here so I can pray for you? I'm going to pray for you first. If you're struggling with sleepless nights and you're tormented, you even have spirits come to you at night, I want to pray for you if that's your problem. I felt the Lord say that there's a number of people that this is the problem that you have. And I'll describe some other problems as well in a moment. And so I just line up there, just lift your hand, just line up. I want you, don't just stare around, don't look around. We're going to just worship the Lord and invite his presence. When we worship the Lord, we make room for the Spirit of God to come. So I want you just to close your eyes. You can lift your hands and worship the Lord. And while we're worshiping the Lord, I want you in your heart to reach out to him and ask him to help you. Then I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and then we're going to lay hands on you and pray for you. Now, after this, I'll have an altar call for something else. This altar call is about sleeplessness and torments at nighttime. If you have that problem, be in this altar call. If you don't have that problem, just step back. We'll get to you a little later. But I want to pray for people that are struggling with this at the moment. Okay, let's flow into a song and let's worship Jesus. Let's fix our eyes upon Jesus, and then we're going to pray. Come on, let's lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to lift you high. Jesus, you have conquered all demons on our behalf. We thank you, Lord. You've authorized us to conquer demons. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. We want to for the works. Yes, Lord. And Lord, we live. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. To lift your name on high. Yes, Lord. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey. Oh, thank you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Come in power, Lord. Come and begin to touch people. Thank you, Lord. I want you to close your eyes right now. Just close your eyes. Lift your hands to Jesus. Jesus is the one who sets us free. We just need to position ourselves for that to happen. We're praying for people that are struggling. You're tormented at night times. You're troubled by spirits at night. That means there's some occult activity or idolatry either in your life or your family. So right now, if you've been involved in fortune-telling, sorcery, any kind of occult activities, you need to just repent of it right now. Ask Jesus to forgive you and break your agreement with it. Just do it quietly in your heart now. Prepare your heart. The Bible tells us man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. And when he sees us humble ourselves and believe he wants to set us free, and we do our part, we repent and break our agreement with those demons, then we're ready to be set free. And maybe they've come to you at night, molested you, maybe they've choked you, maybe they've woken you up, maybe they've terrorized you and tormented you. Jesus wants you to be set free. This is what I'm going to do now. And then after this, we'll have another altar call. It'll be for something different. I want to pray for people after this who have panic attacks, that are struggling with anxiety. And I want to pray for people that are struggling with unclean spirits, tormenting unclean thoughts, desires and dreams. You've been involved perhaps in pornography or been sexually abused or whatever, and you're struggling with these unclean things. Jesus will set you free. Now, ready, these ones in the front right now, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. For some of you, the problem you have is generational. So I'm going to lead you in two steps. The first step, to declare your faith in Jesus. The second step, as a member of your family, just bring to the cross all involvement with occult spirits, idols, fortune telling, any kind of magic. Bring it all to the cross. We're going to ask the Lord to set you free. You ready? I'll lead you at the end of the prayer. At the end of the prayer, I want you to begin to worship Jesus, and I'll pray a deliverance prayer over you. Then we'll lay hands on you, along with the ministry team. You ready? Follow me in this prayer now. Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I declare Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus from every curse, every evil spirit, all the power of the devil. I belong to Jesus. Lord, I come as a representative of my family, and I bring to the cross all activities involving demons, any form of spiritism, form of fortune telling, idolatry, any magic. I bring it all to the cross, Lord. I ask for the blood of Christ to forgive and cleanse me. I renounce now every demonic hold, and I claim freedom in Jesus' name. I speak to those spirits, go from my life. Go from my life now in Jesus' name. Now let's begin to reach out to the Lord. Begin to pray in the Spirit. Begin to pray strongly right now. Pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I stand in apostolic office now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I take authority over generational curses. I break generational curses, covenants with demons, spirits of sorcery, spirits of divination, spirits of witchcraft, tormenting spirits. I speak to you now in Jesus' name. I command you, go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go now. Go now. Go now. Go now. Go now. Loose. 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 Ministry team, come and help us pray now. Thank you, Lord. Loose. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come touch. Touch right now. Loose. Witchcraft, let it go now. Now, 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 now. Witchcraft, now, 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 now. Hatred. Thank you, Lord. Touch right now. Loose. Jesus' name, man. Loose. Jesus' name. Loose. Jesus' name. Loose right now. Loose right now. Loose. Touch him, Lord. Loose. Loose right now. Loose Jesus' name right now. Let it go. Loose. Loose Jesus' name right now. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go now. Now. Come on. Come up. Come out of him now. Come out of him. You've tormented him long enough. Spirits of idolatry. I break dedications to idols. Loose. I break the witchcraft now. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Loose. Jesus' name right now. Loose. Jesus' name right now. Touch it. Loose. Jesus' name right now. Loose. Jesus' name right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Come upon him right now. Come up, you demon. Loose this man right now, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Come right now. Let it go. Let it go. Spirits of idolatry. Come on. Witchcraft, come out. Loose, loose. Loose now, Jesus' name. Let it go. Let it go. Witchcraft, let it go now. Generational witchcraft. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Right now, Jesus' name. Let it go. Let it go. Release her now. Tormenting spirits. Touch him up. Right now, Jesus' name. Come on. Loose. 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 Right now, let it go. Let it go. I break the witchcraft in control. Break the spirits of heaviness. Spirits of death. Let it go. Let it go. Now. Now. Loose. Touch, touch. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go right now. Jesus' name. Let it go. Release her now. Loose Jesus' name right now. Thank you, Lord. Touch her, touch her right now. Come on, let it go. Let it go. Come out of her now. Spirits of witchcraft. Tormenting spirit. Out now. Let it go now. Witchcraft. Witchcraft. Let it go now. Come on. Now, 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 now. Let it go now. Spirits of fear, terror, nightmare, loose now. Let it go, loose. Jesus' name right now. Let it go. Tormenting spirits, spirits that come at night, spirits of idolatry, fortune telling, loose now in Jesus' name. Let it go. Thank you, Lord. Touch them, Holy Spirit. Touch them. Touch, Lord. Touch. I break all covenants with idols. I break agreements in your family with idols. I break generational idolatry. Spirits of idolatry. Spirits of idolatry. I break the spirits of idolatry off you now. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. I break generational idolatry. Spirits of death. Spirits of violence. Spirits of hatred. I command spirits of control loose right now. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, touch me. Tormenting spirit, loose now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I want you to listen carefully. Presence of God is here to help people. Power of God is setting people free. The screams you've heard are just demons reacting to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. People are being set free. I want to pray now for people that are suffering from anxiety and panic attacks. You are struggling with fear, and it's a constant struggle. Some of you have been taking medication for it. I want to pray for you to be set free. I want to pray also for people struggling with unclean spirits. You have memories come back of previous sexual involvement. You have torments in your mind. Perhaps you're struggling with addiction to pornography or something like that. You're saying, Jesus, tonight I want to be a clean vessel. I'm not going to ask what has happened to you. I'm not going to ask about what you've been involved in. I want you to prepare your heart for Jesus to set you free. Perhaps you've been addicted to pornography and you're stuck in a cycle where you can't get free. You say, Jesus, tonight, I want that addiction broken. Perhaps there are other areas of addiction, perhaps addiction to alcohol, addiction to cigarettes, secret addiction to drugs. If you have some form of addiction, I want you to come up. We're not going to ask all the details of what's wrong. We're going to get you to prepare your heart for Jesus to set you free. So that's you tonight. Anxiety, panic attacks, unclean, tormenting spirits. Perhaps some of you have been abused and traumatized. Tonight God wants to help you, wants to set you free. Jesus never condemned that man. He didn't even go into any details about his life. He just set him free. So I want you just now, just in a moment, just prepare your heart. Remember, we humble ourselves, we prepare our heart. When we humble ourselves, we make a decision to become open and humble with the Lord. We talk to Him. Lord, this is what I've been doing. This is what I've been yielding to. This is what has been happening in my life. Lord, forgive me and set me free. Help me tonight, Lord. I need deliverance. I need you to deliver me. And I'll do my part. So, Lord, I repent. If there's someone you need to forgive, just forgive them. Just prepare your heart to encounter God. What I've noticed is that the deeper we prepare our heart, the more we attract God's presence to help us. I can feel His presence here. When Jesus saw people, He saw them as sheep being scattered, burdened down without someone to care for them. And so He sent laborers into the harvest. That's why we're here. After all these years, we still keep coming all over different places because we see the pain that people have, their need for Jesus to deliver them. He loves you. He knows what happened to you. He knows what you've gone through. He knows how shame and uncleanness have defiled you. He knows those fears you're carrying. He just wants you to come and believe He can set you free. You ready to do that right now? So you prepare your heart. And what I'm going to do is lead you in a prayer. It's like a prayer to submit to God and resist the devil. Because the promise is there. Submit to God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. So that's what I want you to do. So the prayer we'll pray will be a general prayer, but God knows what's in your heart because you just prepared your heart. So when we pray that prayer, he knows exactly what it's about. You ready? At the end of the prayer, we're all going to begin to pray strongly. I'll pray a prayer over you of deliverance, then we'll lay hands on you. You ready? Follow me in this prayer. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I declare Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus from all curses, all evil spirits, fear, anxiety, uncleanness, addiction. I am redeemed. Tonight in Jesus' name, I turn away from those things. I break my agreement with them. I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me, and I claim freedom now in Jesus' name. I speak to those tormenting spirits. Go from my life. Go from my life. Now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Come on, let's begin to pray and shout to the Lord now. I stand in apostolic office. I take dominion and authority now. Unclean spirits, fear, anxiety, terror, oppression, in Jesus' name. Spirits of pornography, unclean spirits, spirits of abuse, spirits of death, I command you, go, 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 now in Jesus' name. Let it go, now. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come touch you right now. Stop praying. Let the Holy Spirit touch you. Lord, touch them. Set them free right now. Tormenting spirits, let them go now. Bitterness, loose in Jesus' name right now. Touch them. Spirit of grief, shame. I command you to loose them now. Let them go. Let them go. Son, it's okay. God loves you. God loves you. Let it go right now. Thank you, Lord. Unclean spirits, come out of them now. Come out, come out. I break those ungodly sexual soul ties. I command the tormenting spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out. Out, 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 out. Out. Shame. Loose. Right now. Loose. Right now. Now. Let it go. I break the fear, I break the control. Now. Let it go. Tormenting unclean spirits. Let them go. Loose them right now, Jesus. Now touch them. Loose them right now, Jesus. Now touch them. I break the shame. Shame. Grief. Loose right now. Touch, touch. Here they go. 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 Out, 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 out. Out. Come out. Come out. Witchcraft. Tormenting unclean spirits. I break the soul ties. I command the tormenting spirits. Loose now in Jesus' name. Touch them. Touch them. Tormenting spirits. Let them go. Now, 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 now. Loose them right now. Loose them right now. Come on, you got to be careful. Grab them. They touch them. Loose right now, Jesus' name. Loose right now, Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Now, now. Terror, spirits of terror, fear, anxiety. Loose now, Jesus' name. Loose now, Jesus' name. Let him go. Let him go. Come on. As you come now. Out. Loose. Jesus' name right now. Loose. Spirits of fear. Shame. Loose. Jesus' name right now. Touch him. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. I command tormenting unclean spirits. Loose you now, Jesus. Let it go now. Touch him. Loose. Jesus' name right now. Let it go. Touch him. Touch him. Loose. Jesus' name right now. Let it go. Shame. Grief. Tormenting unclean spirits. Let it go. Loose. Let it go. Let it go. Now, now, now. Let it go. Shame. Grief. Tormenting unclean spirits. Come on. Out, 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 out. Loose now in Jesus' name. Let it go. Let it go. Loose now in Jesus' name. Let it go. Touch it. Touch it. Loose. that fear and anxiety. Touch it now. Be loose now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come touch it, touch it. Bitterness, bitterness. Loose. Let him go. Loose. Come on, let him go now. Loose. Right now, Jesus. Let him go. Let him go. Touch him. Loose. Jesus' name, honey. Loose. Loose. Touch him. Touch him. Loose. Right now, Jesus. Touch him. Tormenting unclean spirits. Loose. Right now, Jesus' name. Touch him. Touch him. Shame. Grief. Death. Loose. Jesus' name. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. I break the shame. I command tormenting, defiling, unclean spirits. Come out of it. Out. Out. Bitterness. Loose. In Jesus' name right now. Touch him. Be loose in Jesus' name right now. Touch him. Touch him. Loose him. Loose him. Be loose in Jesus' name. Touch him right now. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Loose in Jesus' name right now. Touch him. Touch him. I break the shame. Shame. Grief. Bitterness. Let it go. Now. Loose. 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 Loose now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and touch you. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Holy Spirit, come upon him. In Jesus' name right now. Touch him up. In Jesus' name right now. Let it go. I break the shame, grief, tormenting unclean spirits. Now in Jesus' name. Touch him, touch him. Touch this man right now. Touch him. Be loose. Let it go now. I break soul ties. I break unclean, ungodly soul ties. Spirits of shame, bitterness, self-hate, spirits of death. Let it go. Let it go now. Grief, shame, defiling spirits. Let them go now. 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 I break that addiction. Loose now. No, 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 no. Man, right now. Touch him. Loose. Right now. Let it go. Loose. 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 In Jesus' name. Be loose. In Jesus' name. Loose. In Jesus' name, right now. Loose. Right now. Loose. Touch him. Loose. Right now. Holy Spirit, touch her. I break the shame. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Out. 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 Loose. In Jesus' name right now. Let it go right now. Loose. In Jesus' name. Loose. Right now. Loose. In Jesus' name. Loose. Touch you, Lord. Touch you right now. Come. Name right now. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, touch you. Shame, bitterness, rejection. Loose. Jesus, let it go. Let it go now. Touch it. Be loose. In Jesus' name right now. Loose. Right now, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Touch him. Touch him. Touch him right now. I break the shame. I command tormenting spirits. Loose this man right now, Jesus' name. Be loose. In Jesus' name right now. Loose. Right now, Jesus. Come on it tonight. Loose. In Jesus' name, right. Let it go. Let it go now. I break the witchcraft. I break it off your life now. Let it go. Spirits of fear, anxiety. Let it go. Let it go. Tormenting spirits. Your generational spirits. You're through her mother. You come out of her now. 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 Let it go. Bitterness. Loose her now. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go now. Loose. Break the shame. This man right now. Let him go. Now. Now. Touch him. Be loose. In Jesus' name, Lord. Loose him. Touch him. Loose. Right now. Loose. In Jesus' name, right now. Touch him. Loose. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's give the Lord a clap for what he's done so far. Thank you, Lord. Your presence is here. Your presence. Oops. Someone turned it off. Thank you, Lord. Your presence is here. Your presence is here to touch lives. Lord, we just honor you. We thank you. How wonderful, Lord. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You still touch people and set them free. Lord, your touch is all we need. It just sets us free right now. Thank you, Lord. Touch her. Touch. I break all that control, that anxiety and fear. Loose in Jesus' name right now. Let it go. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here tonight. Thank you, Lord, your presence. We love you, Lord. I want to pray. There's one last area I want to pray for. I felt the Lord put on my heart. If you're a woman and you've had trouble with your womb, you've had trouble with miscarriages, it may have been an abortion, or you may have had troubles with bleeding, you may have a lot of pain, or you may not be able to conceive. You say, God, tonight I want a miracle. I want to be delivered. Sometimes the curses that are upon the womb are because there's idolatry in the family. And we don't always recognize that this has taken place, but we see the fruit of it. Hosea, it says that when people are involved in idolatry, God will cause the womb to cast forth its children. So barrenness, troubles with the womb are often because of generational idolatry, spiritism of some kind, and sometimes they're just a weakness that needs healing. I want to pray for women. We're not going to ask details, but if that's you, why don't you just come forward now? We want to pray for God to bring healing for you and to set you free of any curse on your womb tonight. So if you're a woman that needs freedom in that area, we're not going to ask you private details. We're going to pray for the power of God to deliver you, set you free, and heal you. So if that's you, you have troubles with pain, troubles with excessive bleeding, troubles with miscarriages, or there's been other things happen. There's been perhaps an abortion in the past. You say, God, tonight, I just want to be healed. I want to be delivered. I want to be set free. Just come. If that's you tonight, just come. We're not asking any details about this. We're just saying, God, just help them. Help them tonight. That you just lift your hands to the Lord. Father, tonight I thank you for each of these beautiful women that are here tonight. Lord, you know exactly what the need is. You know exactly what the cause of it is. And Lord, tonight we're believing for you to bring deliverance and healing. As these beautiful women of God, as your daughters raise their hands to you, Lord, you alone know what has happened. And so, Lord, from the secret place, we're asking you come forth with mighty deliverance and mighty healings. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak out of apostolic office. I take authority over generational curses of idolatry, every curse that's brought affliction to the womb, that's brought bleedings, miscarriages, or any other kind of misfortune to the womb, pain and suffering and distress, any barrenness to the womb. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break those curses now. And I command each and every spirit that's tormented people to loose them right now in Jesus' name. Father, where there's been the loss of a child, we take authority over the spirit of death and grief and command it to go. Lord, as we lay hands, we thank you for your power coming upon them to bring healing and deliverance right now. Church, let's begin to pray in the spirit. Let's all begin to pray in the spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your presence is coming right now. Lord, touch me. Jesus' name, touch her right now. Thank you, Lord Father, right now. Touch. Spirit of grief, loose right now, in Jesus' name. Touch her, loose in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Please. Spirit, come touch her, touch her. In Jesus' name, right now. Speak blessing right now, Jesus. Touch, touch. Let it go, let it go. Tormenting spirits, let it go now. Now, I break the idol. Loosen now, and let it go, now. Thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit, come touch her. In Jesus' name, right now. Thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit, come and touch her. Let it go. Father, we speak right now in Jesus' name. I curse this infirmity. I curse those cysts. I command that spirit of infirmity to go from the womb now, to go from your body now. In Jesus' name, we release the healing power of God. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be loose. We'll touch you right now. Loose in Jesus' name right now. Touch. Be loose in Jesus' name right now. Touch, 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 touch. Let it go. Touch right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Touch me. In Jesus' name. Right now, Jesus. Right now, Jesus' name. Okay, you can finish up the meeting now. We'll touch your own. Right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's worship Him. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you've done.